This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One thing caught my attention, and I think it's a bigger story, not so much the tweet, but when I get from the tweet to the conversation. So Josh Hart, who we all love, right? A little flawed player, but might play the hardest on the team, and a great guy, right? So he tweets, and I saw this last night. He said, "Oh, y'all talking trash about Tibbs, lame as hell. a different direction was taken, but y'all should be appreciative for what he did to the team and for the organization." Okay. And I get his point, and we do. Now, we could also very clearly, which we have, separate, do we think there's a next level to Tom Thibodeau, which I did not. You thought more so that they should keep him.
Yeah, I'd rather play it out, right.
And we're on the record. Okay, and obviously everybody's entitled to their opinion. There's no right or wrong, although they decided to fire him. What I find interesting here, and there were other things said on the podcast, but I think that Josh Hart, with all due respect, is really missing the mark of what's truly wrong with the franchise right now. It's not us, Josh. It's not us, you know, taking shots or dissing Tibbs. That was never the intention. The biggest issue right now, counter to your tweet, we didn't get Tom Thibodeau fired. One or two guys that you play with did. So, and again, I say this respectfully, I really love Josh. But Josh needs to, I think, redirect that energy, not throw it our way, find out who the rat is. I'm sure he already knows. And get this thing fixed. It's internal, not external.
Right, but then speak on that. And I'm not saying you got to go out there and just rip your teammates to shreds. But
yeah, that's not happening.
But acknowledge the reality instead of, and I don't care, like he's right. There are people that are ripping Tibbs, and I think it's absurd to rip him. You and I could have the debate, and you could say, okay, well, he didn't do this right, he didn't do that right, doesn't have a next level. That's fine. There are some people going overboard, and they're talking about social media, which obviously on social media, most people go overboard. So I understand that aspect of it, but you're right. We who's ever opinion on social media, you or I, wherever it may be, we're not the ones who fired Tibbs. Who is it, in fact? Was it Leon Rose? Was it the owner? And then why did they come to that decision? The reports are that your teammate said stuff that was negative towards Tibbs. Now, I would take it a different layer to it and say, clearly we know it's not Brunson and it's not Hart, the two leaders of this team who did not have a problem with their head coach. So now that does lead to, whether he acknowledges it or not, there is a clear divide there between what Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and maybe some others felt about Tibbs versus what some of the complainers, take a guess to who they are.
Yeah, well, I think it's Cat and I think it's Bridges.
Yeah,
it's very easy.
I mean,
what are we dancing
pretty
around
easy to do
here?
The math here.
You know?
I mean,
hey, Mitch.
Those are the two new guys. There wasn't a problem before, right? You do the math. Who were the two that really didn't kind of fit into the style that was going on before they got here? So that's an issue that Brunson and Hart are going to have to figure out with their own, and Brunson's the captain, with their own teammates.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do it, I think, before the new coach gets there. Like, I don't know that you just kind of go your separate ways, enjoy your summer. I'm sure some of them will obviously, listen, I love Josh and Chandler, the boys, so they'll see each other. But I think that this needs to be addressed before they actually go to training camp. Like, I don't think that you just show up and pretend nothing was said. I think there's got to be, and I don't want to overstate this, but there's a little fracture right now within the Knicks, because there's some guys thinking one thing, some guys thinking the other thing, which is fine. It's a big boy business. I prefer people putting their name on it. I put my name on it. Yeah, you know, I said that I would have fired Tom Thibodeau, so I said that. You got Knicks who are actually much more intimately involved in the in the quest for a championship, surely than me. And they're just walking around with anonymous quotes. I got news for Josh Hart. Again, this is coming from a place of respect. I'm not trying to sound tough or be mean. I'm not. But the news that we got, the leaks that we got about how they don't scrimmage during the season, how they don't practice end-of-game situations, I didn't say that because I don't know that. Now, I can watch the games and I could get on the air and say, as I've said many times, three-point defense, pick-and-roll defense, transition defense, all these things that bother me, you know, pounding the basketball, not a lot of free-flowing stuff, just one guy, kind of dominating here, not enough bench usage. Those are all things that we can identify by merely watching the game. But there were people who lifted up the curtain for us to now react what was going on behind closed doors in the Knicks building, and it was not a very very pretty picture that was painted. I didn't paint it. Two Knicks did, or one Knick did, and I think Josh Hart's got to talk about that.
Yeah, and they're not going to. Obviously, if they didn't do it, they said what they had to say, their support of the coach or whatever. Hart comes out and says what he had to say on social media. Hey, y'all attacking Tibbs, you're wrong. But they're not acknowledging it. Nobody from the world's most famous arena is doing it. As a matter of fact, the only person that I've seen with any kind of truth that's been out there, I don't know if you saw this, Mike Breen was on with Zach Gelb.
I didn't see this.
Okay, I'm just going to give you the quote here. Breen was surprised. He admitted saying he was surprised to see Tibbs get fired and saying the Knicks are taking a gamble in letting him go. Now, it wasn't, I saw the clip. We could maybe play the clip coming up later, whatever, we get that ready. It wasn't a scathing hit job on the Garden.
No.
But for Mike Breen, who's employed by the Garden, if you heard it, you could hear that it was a surprising move, mm-hmm. and that, hey, this is a big risk that they're taking, thinking that they could find somebody to do a better job than this guy. At least that's somebody that's from the Garden that knows the Knicks better than anybody, acknowledging the reality of the situation. And then you take it a step further. Like, it's gotten so bad with the Knicks and their search. And look, maybe they find somebody soon, who knows, and this could all go to bed, whether he's the right guy or not, who knows. But Ian Begley is reporting, this is quotes from Twitter yesterday, Knicks have reached out to several teams to request permission to speak with their head coaches for those keeping score at home. They have not reached out yet to Golden State for permission to speak to Steve Kerr. Like, did he have to actually report that, feeling the need to? And then he tagged it with, some people are also asking me about Miami, so I felt the need to report on this. He says, Knicks also have not yet reached out to Miami for permission to speak with Spoelstra. I mean, think about what's going on here. So you have to report that they're not reaching out to Steve Kerr or Spoelstra with Miami. That's how crazy the search has gone.
Yeah.
To where it's like, hey, every employed coach is going to be a possibility for the Knicks here. This is absurd. I've never seen anything like this before.
No, that's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. I mean, really, we've had a lot of time now to go through this. Now, again, I've got to reassert, and I said this the other day, this doesn't mean that it can't wind up in a good spot.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, this is not doom and gloom. The end is near. We're absolutely going to go back to the dark days with Isaiah and that circus. Nobody's saying that. But for the first time in a while, it's on the table here, because the plan, I don't believe that there's a real clear vision, because I don't believe that this was fully orchestrated and executed by Leon Rose. If it was Leon Rose, then I believe the plan would be more clear and it would be a much more smoother operation. I think when you get intervention, especially unexpected intervention from the owner, who has a history, although he's been muted for a while, of being a little overbearing and a little petulant when things go awry, and he just kind of does something, and we're like, oh, why'd you do that? Well, now you're left and you're picking up the pieces. I don't think Leon Rose was given a chance to formulate a plan.
Right.
Hence, we're knocking on everybody's door.
And I don't know if that's the case or not. Again, we've gone over this before. A lot of reports saying it was a Leon Rose decision. My gut at the time was it reeks of Jim Dolan. And then you hear certain reports and people, you talk to people you trust, they're saying it was Leon Rose. All right, so you believe that. But the more that this goes on, the less that I believe it was all Leon Rose. Plus, they don't speak, which makes it hard for us to follow the path here of what exactly is going on. They become a national punching bag yet again. Their own players, the leader on the team, Jalen Brunson, acknowledges the dismissal of Tibbs, but just basically praises him, saying how much he meant for his career. So we know Jalen Brunson loved Tom Thibodeau. We know he wasn't behind the firing. Josh Hart blaming people on social media as opposed to people in his own locker room. And then I mentioned the clip before, Mike Breen. Let's listen. Breen was on with Zach Gelb on the Zach Gelb Show, and he was asked about if he was surprised by the firing of Tom Thibodeau.
Yes, you know, clearly one of the great seasons they've had in a quarter of a century. They make the conference finals. You know, it just seemed everything was so positive. Obviously, ended in a disappointing fashion, but we're seeing, you know, the Pacers are a heck of a team, and that wasn't easy, even though the Knicks won more games during the regular season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hard to see, but you know, Tom Thibodeau's been around a long time, and I'm sure he was disappointed. But it's part of the business that teams sometimes think that for them to take the next step, they need to change voices. It's taking a gamble, letting Tom Thibodeau go, but obviously they had reasons for doing it, and now the search is on, and they still haven't figured out what to do. But quite honestly, right now they shouldn't be in a rush. They should, you know, turn over every stone before they make a decision and see what would be the best fit for the team going forward.
Okay, listen, Mike does a good job straddling the line there. I mean, some of the stuff that he says is fairly obvious, but you could tell by his tone and by his inflection there and some inferences that it was definitely careful because Mike's no dummy and Mike's obviously an employee of the Garden, but you get a sense that I think if you're sitting at a restaurant having dinner with Mike and you have a glass of wine or two, I think what we just heard goes two or three steps further. You could tell he's trying to be protective.
That's why I thought it was important to play because I heard that and I was like, wow. Like, you have to keep in mind, he's employed by the Garden, loves that job, and you know how the Garden has operated. You say anything bad about them, it could be a problem.
Well, you're on the hit list forever.
So the fact that he would at least even be honest about it, he didn't say anything bad, he was just being honest about it. Hey, this is a gamble here that they're taking, and they don't know what they're doing yet. Mm. I'm not saying the Knicks need to rush into things here, BT, but when you make a decision like that, right or wrong, right? Whether you would have done it, whether I would have done it, doesn't matter. When you make a decision like that, you were behind firing Tibbs, but you would have had a plan in place saying,
yes,
I'm firing him because I identify as this guy, whoever, Malone, Johnny Bryan, pick a name.
Now, those were the first two names I said, and Spoelstra, right. But I didn't think that was possible.
Okay, well, whatever, right. I'm firing him because I could go get one of those guys that I think are better than he is.
Yep.
That clearly, no matter what happens the rest of the way, that clearly was not the thought process.
They're embarrassing themselves on a lot of levels here. I mean, think about this, guys. If you're the NBA, not that I think Adam Silver's a good commissioner. I think he's horrible. But if you're Adam Silver, do you like the fact that the Knicks are basically usurping the NBA Finals? I mean, they're talking more about the Knicks on with Barkley and Stephen A. on First Take.
Magic Johnson was
Magic
talking about it.
Chiming in about Durant and about the Knicks and DiVincenzo and obviously Tom Thibodeau. I mean, it's really overpowering what's supposed to be their marquee event. I mean, think about when Alex Rodriguez opted out of the world out of his contract during the World Series, the blowback that he took. I mean, there's a reason why. When you get Black Monday in the NFL, when people get fired, you know, but there's a pause during the Super Bowl. There's a respect, there's an understanding. All right, guys, let's prop up our most cherished, you know, product right now and let it shine, and then we'll get back to the business of hiring or firing people. Like the Knicks have just torpedoed this this big stage.
And I think the reason for it, because it would have been a talking point had they just made that decision in isolation, right? Wow, some people would have said, what are they doing? This is crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Crazy, other people would have said this is the right move if they would have had a clear plan afterward.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you don't have a clear, decisive hire to be made right after making that decision, now there is no. It's not even about should he have been fired, shouldn't he have been fired. It's about what the hell are the New York Knicks doing?
Yeah, I know. And by the way, just as we kind of bring it full speed and full back, we'll get to these calls, 888-808-1019. I mean, the Knicks story is the story until it's not a story, and that's up to the Knicks to no longer make it a story, but they're dragging their feet. You know, what Josh Hart said last night to me, in all sincerity, I got to say this again, like somebody who is very, I think, very in tune with locker rooms and certainly a first-rate competitor, how is he missing this so much? Again, independent of what I said, what you said, what everybody said about Tom Thibodeau's job status before he was fired and after, he needs to understand that the energy that one or two, and we believe it's two teammates, showed during the exit interviews are directly responsible for Tom Thibodeau getting fired. And I don't want to you know, make it seem like it's more than it is. I'm not offended by Josh Hart missing the mark that much, but I don't think you should miss the mark. It's not us, Josh. We didn't get him fired. Your teammates did.
Do you think that they have already had those conversations within the locker room? I mean, I know that, you know, the season has come and gone. We saw them party.
I don't think exclusive. So.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Which to me would make it a problem, right? If you're out there blaming people on social media but not figuring out who it is inside that locker room, that's a problem. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Friends of Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Santo's calling from West Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Santo?
What's going on, guys? Think that all this reporting and everyone talking about how embarrassing it is for the Knicks, you think that every team does this, or is it just and the Knicks are doing it and because it's New York that they're just focusing in on New York, that this is a normal thing for teams to do?
Well, what team was the last team to do this, like this?
I'm saying in terms of interviewing other coaches.
Well, like of course. They do. It's called due diligence, but I think, listen, other franchises are sloppy, and other franchises make mistakes, whether it's PR or maybe firing somebody prematurely, whatever, or having their fans a little disappointed. I think your main point is it getting propped up because it's New York and it's maybe being overblown? If that's exactly your point, I don't think that that's the case, although I think in some instances it could be, but not this one.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got, man. You know, New York is under the limelight, and now New York's getting some success, and they just, the media just wants to, you know, same old Knicks.
Yeah,
same old Mets.
Maybe, Santo, and thank you for the call. I appreciate the Mets shot right there on the way out. Maybe there is a part of it, but the Knicks have left themselves open for this. Like, we would be defending the Knicks if they were being unfairly criticized by out-of-towners or national pundits for a reason that we didn't think was fair. The Knicks are not operating in a way that anybody can understand right now. Now, that does not mean that it's going to lead to a disaster. It doesn't mean that it can't be figured out here. I still think when all's said and done, the Knicks are going to have as good a chance as anybody to be in the NBA Finals next season because of the talent that they have, because of the landscape of the East, maybe more specifically to the Boston Celtics having to break things up there a little bit. That's a different story than what's gone on right now. The Knicks were a solid foundation after they hired Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau. And for the first time since that, there's a crack in the foundation. And the operation after letting Tibbs go is perplexing. Where have you ever seen, like, I guarantee you if this were the Minnesota T-Wolves or the Memphis Grizz, then they fired a successful head coach, one of the more successful head coaches in the history of the franchise that dug the team out of the 25-year abyss, there would be question marks as to why. And then, okay, well, who are you getting? And then calling other teams, like five other teams already that have coaches employed, that's who you're going after? That just doesn't... Has that ever happened before?
I mean, to say it never has, we're kind of probably putting ourselves in a rough spot. I'm sure it has at some point, but it doesn't feel like it's happened in a while. It certainly hasn't happened with one of our teams like this to this extent in a long time, focusing on our teams. But I think what's happening here, why the Knicks look bad, is that there's a lack of clarity. There's absolutely no internal messaging coming out for the Knicks fan to respond to. And right now, it's very scattered, which doesn't seem like there's much of a plan. And whether you're the Knicks, you know, Denver, or right, any other team in the NBA or a college program, those three things are going to get blowback.
And they have a history of this.
Yeah, true.
That's a big... They don't have the benefit of the doubt. They did with Rose and Tibbs.
Uh-huh.
It's not that combination anymore.
I think that that's a good point. I think, you know, your history, let's face it, when things were going awry with Robert Saleh, you know, cue the same old Jets.
Right.
You know, there's just certain teams that don't get the benefit of the doubt, and the Knicks have not earned that.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. I was just asking Hoff, 888-808-1019. I'm asking Hoff, why are you playing this Freddy Krueger song?
Yeah, and what did Hoff say?
This is not Freddy Krueger. It's Halloween. And I'm like, well, I'm in my mind, I'm like, it's not October. It's June, Friday the 13th. I did not realize
that. Neither did I. Great movie,
too. Halloween, you watched that?
Oh, God, I used to love that stuff. You know, I don't like that anymore. loved horrors back in the day.
I hated it. The only memory I have of that, and I used to get freaked out playing it, was the Nightmare. Friday the 13th. It was what was the name of that movie? Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah.
Okay, well,
with Freddy.
Friday the 13th.
With Jason.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, wait,
so there's
two different things.
Oh my god.
Oh, you really?
Can
not
I step
you
step in
know
here?
Jason and Freddy.
And now I'm getting confused. Yeah, but the NES game. There was a Nintendo game. Yes. Friday the 13th. Right now that I think about
yes.
it, Jason had the mask.
Yes, there was.
So I used to play that game, and they would have that music.
Not that music, though, because
that
was Halloween.
The music for Friday the 13th and whatever it was. Like, I used to get a little freaked out.
Oh, you think?
Playing the video game. You played that game at all?
Yeah, I did. I used to watch all those movies, man. And the one thing that you always got in every 80s horror movie was at some point, invariably, at some point in the movie, two kids sneak off, boy and a girl. Not boy and a girl, but like a young man and a young woman, high school, college, whatever. Roll a little joint, start to do what they're going to do, and then somebody gets stabbed in the chest.
Why would you want to watch that?
Well, I don't want to watch it anymore. Nah, I don't like that stuff anymore.
Are you superstitious about the Friday the 13th?
Not at all. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, it is.
There it is.
This music, dude.
Wow. Ooh,
bringing
oh,
me
yeah.
back.
Yeah, no, I know this.
It used to freak me out, because when you're in the gameplay and all of a sudden you hear like the shh, and it knows Jason's coming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
yeah. No, it's scary stuff. Yeah. I mean, I remember, like, if I was in my basement, I'm talking like when I was like 8, 9, 10, and my parents had already gone upstairs, when I had to flip the lights off, I would fly up the stairs. I didn't worry about Freddy or Jason coming after Michael Myers. That stuff was the best.
Yeah,
the
no.
music made it, too.
Yeah.
Like, the scores that they had just pulled it all together.
Yeah, okay. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019.
All right, question for you here. So, if you really, and we'll get back to the Knicks here, obviously, talking Knicks to start the show. If you think about the progression of topics with the Knicks, number one, before they made the determination that they were going to move on from Tom Thibodeau, quite obviously, should they fire or keep Tom Thibodeau? That was number one. Once they did what they did, we moved on to, once we saw that it was fairly scattered, do they have a plan? And that's kind of where we are now. I want to introduce a new layer to you. I think this is really potentially very important. So now we can only guess that it was Cat and Bridges, but I'm pretty safe throwing those names out there. That they absolutely cooked Tom Thibodeau in the exit interviews, which really greased the skids and led to his firing. So by doing that and by reacting to Cat and Bridges, what they're doing is they are placating Cat and Bridges. But while they're also doing that, they're also ignoring the wishes and the very obvious feelings of their franchise player, Jalen Brunson, who loves Tom Thibodeau. So I won't go nuts here. Are we sure that Jalen Brunson is 100% committed to being the Knick forever for the next bunch of years that we think?
It's one of the main reasons why I don't like the idea of firing a head coach that your superstar loves. That's number one. Number two, remember we talked about this earlier in the week about Leon Rose potentially being the next guy, right? Like if Rose, who loved Tibbs, is not on board with this 100%, and now there's a circus around trying to hire the next guy. Maybe he's not on board with it. And then, if that's the case, then you have Jalen Brunson who's going to say, well, what the hell's going on here? Maybe I don't want to be a part of this. Or, to your point, maybe Brunson just says, in general, forget about Leon Rose part of it. Like, hey, I'm not behind this. And there's bickering or whoever's made. Even if it weren't Cat and Bridges specifically, we know it was not Jalen Brunson who was the captain and leader of this team. So, it doesn't matter who outside of him went back and complained about Tibbs and got him fired, it clearly wasn't Jalen Brunson. So now you want to spin it forward and say, is there going to be a time where he either doesn't want to be here or they decide to move on from him?
I don't know, but generally franchises do everything that they could do to appease
their
absolute superstar. Like, the Yankees aren't going to go out there and do something that fundamentally Aaron Judge completely disagrees
with.
Could
be something as simple as firing Boone. You know he loves Booney.
Yep, the Knicks did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Knicks did. They literally did what their star player desperately did not want them to do. Unless this is all the front from Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I don't think so either, but I think we at least have to throw it on the table for a minute.
I know, but what? Everything's a front? Everything's a smokescreen?
Yeah, I know. At what point do you believe? You got to believe something, but there is something to be said for certain people not wanting blood on their hands. I don't believe it, but I can't 1,000% rule it out.
They go way back.
I know they do.
This is not just a Nick thing. You're talking about going way back. Yeah. Tibbs with his father. They were young kids talking about Chicago.
I don't believe that. I don't. That's why I believe that what they did was they catered to the demands, I guess, or the wishes, at the very least, maybe at the other end, demands of one player who just got here and is an atrocious, lazy defender and half into it on offense when it matters in Cat, and the other, Mikal Bridges, who complained about playing heavy minutes, and basically, instead of taking layups, he takes 5-foot foldaways because he's afraid to attack the rim. That's what we're doing. We're gonna bend down and make sure those guys are happy before Jalen Brunson's happy. That's what happened.
There are many layers to the messiness. That is a big part of it. Also, Rick Brunson and his presence is a part of it. The not knowing whose decision it was. Like, if this came out and it was clearly Leon Rose's decision, and everybody believed that 100%, we'd be like, okay, well, he's got to pick the next guy. If Jalen Brunson was on board with this, or, you know, was one of the people who was like, yeah, we need another coach, or didn't love Tibbs as much as he did, we'd be like, it's okay. There are many layers to this messiness, and we don't know what exactly is going on. But if you do go with the facts, Leon Rose was BFFs with Tibbs,
mm-hmm.
and Jalen Brunson loved Tom Thibodeau.
Yes, and the exit meeting did not go well, and they reacted to that. That's another fact I think we could throw in there.
Not knowing exactly the players, yeah.
Like, we have to kind of guess that, but we know that that was a big part of the reason he was fired.
We also know facts are, as much I'm a Tibbs believer, he didn't have the best series against Rick Carlisle, and there were some issues there. So it's not all just about, you know, pro Tibbs. There are some demerits there.
For sure, and I think another factor that we learned a while ago is that he was almost fired years ago with the New York Knicks here.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Joe is in Rockville Center. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Gentlemen, first time caller. I love this show. You guys are the class of the station. I really enjoy you guys.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you guys, it seems like it's a prerequisite for the next coach to be a Rick Brunson fan. It's like the next coach coming in, you have to kind of accept Rick Brunson is going to be on the staff. And it's strange in the fact that it's almost as though as the Knicks build Jalen Brunson into Mr. Clutch, it was sort of at the demise of the other guys. OG's numbers are down. Cat's numbers are down. Bridges was sort of seen lost all year. So as Jalen got elevated to becoming a superstar, it was kind of at the effect of the rest of the team. So as he grew, it seemed like everybody else shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could actually see that. I think that Thibodeau, I think in the exit interviews when Bridges went in and complained and Cat came in and complained, it was the fact that Brunson became the main voice. I think Rick Brunson was the voice of the team. And Thibodeau kind of just acquiesced to him. And I think it hurt them.
I do too. Pardon me, Joe. I want to ask you a question. I agree. I think it hurt them as well. You kind of don't really know who's in charge there. Multiple voices. But you said initially that you believe the new coach, basically Brunson Rick, is going to be forced upon the new coach?
For sure.
Like, okay.
I think that's why Jason Kidd was the original choice.
Well, then that's a massive problem. That's a massive problem. Now, it's one thing if it's Johnny Bryant, who's never been a head coach at this level yet. If it turns into Malone, which I don't think it will, or Kidd, or other people who have accomplished things in this league, and they are still... Now, maybe Jason Kidd wants Rick Brunson, but maybe somebody else does not. And if the Knicks heavy hand the new coach and make them keep Rick Brunson, then this franchise just never got as healthy as I thought they got. That's a dumb move.
No, but if their superstar player is going to be happy with his dad there.
Well, then superstar player might have to learn to be happy without daddy.
But now it's another mess. That's the same thing like with firing Tibbs. I would rather placate the superstar player in this particular case because I think Jalen Brunson has earned that by his play, by being a leader, by taking less money, all of those different things. I'm not trying to upset the apple cart as far as Jalen Brunson goes.
And you already did. You fired a guy he loves.
So I'm saying they already did that. Now you're going to take Rick Brunson out?
Hey, why stop now? And he's already pissed off.
Not to mention that how do you think Jalen Brunson feels about the reports that players aren't happy with his father? Like, forget about what the next head coach
that's
says.
That's a sensitive. That's different. I can only guess. It can't feel good, obviously.
And that means it can't be good for the chemistry and...
Which means you should get rid of him.
Yeah, but now you're really...
Six guys or one guy? Even though the one guy's the best player on the team.
I'm going with this one guy. I would rather, me personally, with this group of Knicks, I would rather go, and I usually am not like this.
Okay.
I don't like the players dictating terms and making decisions with the organization. I understand getting some input, I guess. But I'm not letting Russell Wilson run anything when he was with the Mariners.
Denver. And Denver. Yeah, remember, he got his own office.
Come on, nonsense.
I'm with you. That's old school. No way.
Even Aaron Judge, I get the input, but let Aaron Judge. Now, he's also earned it by being a captain and taking less money to stay with the Yankees. But it's got to be a certain extent. I'm not letting the players run the team.
No.
Let them play. That's what they do well. Let the guys who run the team run the team. But in this particular case with Jalen Brunson, the one rare superstar in New York that the Knicks have had here, oh, man. I'm not, and especially in the NBA, which is a star-driven league, I'm not going away from that. So I'd rather get rid of everybody, and I mean everybody else, but him. I'd rather make Rick Brunson the head coach.
Oh, God,
before
almighty,
I got Rick
please,
Brunson out
stop.
Of here.
Come on. What are you talking about, Rick Brunson the coach?
Before I got him out of here and upset Jalen Brunson?
What?
Yeah.
Well, then, if that's the case, that Jalen Brunson will not be able to handle this properly, then Jalen Brunson's not wired the way we all think that he is. I believe he would handle it well.
But it's his, me too.
Especially if some of his boys are like, hey, I love you, Pops, but he's got to go, man.
I know,
come on, Jalen. It's not working out.
BT, I get it.
He's not Michael Jordan.
I get it, and I do think he would handle it as well as you can. But you never... That's family, dude. That's
I understand
dad.
That it's family.
Dude, so you never... But there's never any... It's not going to be good enough. Like, he could be like, yeah, all right, I know what you guys are saying. Maybe he's a little too hard on us. Or, yeah, all right, the organization wanted to move on from him. He was boys with Tibbs. He was the assistant under Tibbs.
Yeah.
So the new head coach wants a new guy. I don't think that's something you could ever truly fully let go. You could act the part and play the part. You never forget how they did your father dirty. I could speak for me. Yeah, you move on. You do your job. You're a pro. But ultimately, I'd be looking to go somewhere else if they did my dad like that.
What if Jalen knows that his dad's an issue?
That's a different story.
Well, he's a pretty smart guy. He might.
But then he should come out and say that to them. He doesn't have to say it publicly.
No, behind closed doors,
but
yeah. He might.
Frank Isola was saying that nobody coaches Jalen harder than his father. So it's not like he's on easy street.
No. It's not daddy ball. He's the absolute best player on the team. I get it. It's not. Yeah, I know what you mean, but if it's a big issue, I just believe the Knicks are at the point now where you've got to eliminate problems. And Jalen's an answer. They didn't view Tom Thibodeau as to be enough of an answer. And if they deem Rick Brunson to be a problem, then Rick Brunson, with all due respect, and I sincerely mean this, has got to go.
Can we, outside of the Tigers, maybe move the Tigers back to the East and then just disband or contract the AL Central? What a worthless allotment of teams in the American League Central. The Royals are useless, slobbering all over themselves at the sight of the Yankees. Can't even make a play. The one run that scored, guy should have been dead duck. Reyes was doing anything he could to get caught up there on the base pads. The Royals just, they can't catch the ball. They can't hit. All these guys they bring, oh, Bobby Witt. Yeah, okay, he sees the Yankees and he shrivels up. The Royals stink. The Guardians stink. The Twins stink. The White Sox we know about. The Pope is making them relevant again. Outside of that, they're worthless. It's only the Tigers. The AL Central is garbage. I'm tired of watching it.
No, don't watch it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's the configuration.
Unfortunately, the Yankees keep playing them in the postseason.
I had to watch the Mets and the Rockies. I watched it.
I will say, I mean, you watch the Yankees and the Rockies as well. The Mets.
Yeah, so two wins.
Mets
two wins against the
Yankees.
Rockies
played three. They only won two. Mets played six. You know, I will say the AL East though is shaping up to be maybe a little bit tougher than we thought. The Blue Jays are freaking good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They. I don't know. I mean, listen. Yeah, they've got what are they 8 over .500?
Yeah, they won three straight.
Yeah, they've been pecking away here a little bit. Yanks not pulling away. Just 4.5 up. Tampa 6.5. Listen, Boston, I remember you saying after the last Yankees, and I didn't like the way the Yankees played in that series. So the Yankees, you know, a little payback this weekend. Hopefully up there. Although you wish maybe you had somebody other than Yarborough going tonight. We'll see. But I don't think that I view the Red Sox as much of I don't take them as seriously as you still might. I just don't think they have it, man.
What if they win 2 out of 3 this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it keeps them afloat peripherally. But I think when it's all said and done, I don't think they're there. I think the Red Sox are more likely to strip down and make trades than they are to actually battle the Yankees for divisional supremacy.
If that's the case, I really don't see any of the others in front. Like the Rays are, they're always okay, but not good enough to beat the Yankees. Blue Jays, I'll believe it when I see it with them, even though they're playing well and better than I thought they'd be at this point. I still can't. Like, are the Blue Jays going to win the AL East from the Yankees?
No.
I'm not buying it.
No.
I do think the Red Sox, if they start clicking and get. I mean, you look at the run differential, you're into that. Red Sox plus 18.
I love
18.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into it too for a certain extent. Red Sox plus 18. There's still two games under. So they've been a lot of bad luck as well in the close games. They have some talent on that roster.
No, they do. They do.
You know, so
they brought in some pitching.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they make a trade. Who knows? Maybe they make a trade with the Mets for some pitching. Although now with the Senga injury, which we could get to coming up in a little bit, maybe the Mets are less likely to trade pitching. But there was thought to be a match with Duran for the Red Sox, an extra outfielder now after they bring up the young kid. What's his name?
I forget
Anthony,
his name. The top prospect they
something
just brought
Anthony,
up.
Roman Anthony.
You see his sister?
I did.
Just asking.
I did. What's with all these Italians coming up?
Hey,
you
look
get the
good.
Royals with a couple of Italians.
There you go.
I mean, I'm all for it, but.
Yeah, nice.
I
good thing.
Never knew it was a thing. Anyway, I do think it's an important regular season three-game series here for the Yankees and Sox.
Coming for the Yankees or for the Red Sox? I don't think it's. Listen, I want to win every series they play.
The Yanks could bury them, though.
Oh, from a burying perspective. I got you. I still think that they'll eventually bury them even if they lost two or three, but. Yeah, I want to go win the series. I mean, I don't think the Red Sox are that good.
You lose again two out of three.
Not the best look. I don't think it changed the bottom line. I just want to beat them because they're annoying. They're like a gnat. They just still buzz it around. Just swat them, and they're summer.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888.
That was aggressive.
808. Typical Yankee fan. See, there you go. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call back to the Knicks head coaching search. Sully is in Farmingdale. What's up, Sal?
Hey, guys. Good morning. You guys do a really good job. I love the chemistry between you. So I'm a huge Knicks fan, and I give a lot of credit to Thibs as far as, you know, what he's done with the Knicks. But, you know, as far as everybody jumping to the conclusion that the Knicks don't have a plan, you know, you have to look at, you know, some recent teams, Denver letting go Malone, the Yankees a couple of years ago letting go of Girardi. Let's give Leon Rose, you know, and the organization some time to do the search.
Yep. The one difference, you know, Sal, stick with me, Sal. The one difference, when the Yankees moved on from Girardi, they weren't knocking on 13 different doors trying to figure out what they were necessarily going to do. It's not that they moved on from Tom Thibodeau. It's that, I mean, you know, for some it might be, not for me. It's that they just are going in a lot of different directions. Now, that could be real thorough due diligence. Cashman always says that. Or it could be the absence of a plan. I think it's more the latter than the former, but I guess you disagree.
Yeah, to a certain extent. So I think they have a plan. You know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes the plan, you know, you check with Kidd, you check with, you know, different coaches that are already under contract with teams. You know, obviously they're hoping that the team lets them out of the contract. And if not, you just have to sort of go down the list.
Don't you think that's part of the problem? See, to me, and thank you for the call, and I'm not disagreeing necessarily, like, hey, it's quick to say they don't have a plan, but their actions show you that their plan is, okay, let's go see if we can get this guy and that guy. And it'd be one thing if it were two, maybe three guys. Like, let's say, hey, we really love Jason Kidd. Let's call the Mavericks, see if we could go get him. We really love Finch. Let's call the T-Wolves, see if we get him. They've gone down at least five guys already.
I know.
That have been reported. That's five different guys. Now what's going to happen when you're being told, no Udoka, no Kidd, no Finch, no Quinn Snyder. Who's the other one?
You said Quinn Snyder, right?
Yeah. Oh, Billy Donovan. No Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan. Why would you want Billy? I love Billy, right. But as an NBA coach, stop.
So now, like, it would indicate, if you're using common sense, that if you're reaching out to those guys, that would be your preference to hire them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're already five deep, and now it's like, okay, well, Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins or Johnny Bryan, I guess. So the guy that they end up with is already going to be, what, their eighth, ninth choice?
Yeah, and now listen, that's not the best look at the press conference, because you know that question's going to be asked here. Hey, Johnny, hey, Taylor, right. Hey, whomever, you know, hey, Malone, So, welcome to the Knicks. Yeah, welcome. All right. You know, how do you get a good roster, expectation? How do you feel about the way this offseason went? You know, the Knicks going in, you know, 9 or 10 different directions before settling on you. Now, the way you diffuse that is, hey, it doesn't matter how you start, it's where you finish. I can't wait to get going. You could easily disarm that question if you're ready as a coach, but it's still not the best look. But the other thing here, too, is, like, let's take the Jets. Remember the Jets were interviewing even one of the college coaches, I forget from which I'm forgetting right now, Maryland? Yes. Yeah, Maryland, yes. I think it was.
And, forget his name, but yeah.
Not Friedgen, the other guy. Friedgen was back in the day, I know. But Friedgen, Coach Boomer? Jeez. Yeah, so they cast an incredibly wide net, but it's different because the Jets are trash, and the Jets only can go up, and it's more okay with starting that process with somebody who you believe in but is also learning as the team is growing. The Knicks' net should not be quite as wide because the Knicks are in a very different place than the New York Jets. The Knicks are a step away, 2 wins away from the finals, 6 wins away from being champions. So it does come across as a little reckless when you're looking at guys who are either recycled, pedestrian, you know, these transient coaches who didn't do anything anywhere else or who have never proven anything like Johnny Bryan
right.
at the NBA level. That's why it feels very different.
When you make a move like this, and I said this at the time, it's what made me go nuts. When you make a move like this, there is only... You're making it for one reason, their words, singular focus on a championship, and that would mean that you have to definitively find somebody that's better than the coach that you just let go.
Yeah.
And by going to, like, if they thought, now we could disagree on who that may be, but if they said, we have to have Johnny Bryant, we've had him in the building, we've seen how he works with players, we believe in his offense, whatever it may be, then at least you could sell me on that. Okay, well, they identified him as somebody who's going to get them to another level. Or Jason Kidd. Okay, we have to have Jason Kidd. His rapport with Brunson, the way he's coached, his experience, whatever. This is the guy we have to get. But it can't just be trying, let's try Udoka, let's try Kidd, let's try Finn, all these guys who aren't available, and then get down to, well, we could be okay with Taylor Jenkins or Mike Brown.
Yeah.
Like, that does not add up to where they're at.
We could disagree with whatever convictions we think or eventually know that they have. That's the way the world goes. We could disagree. What's problematic now, at least for now, is that it doesn't seem as if they're convicted in anybody. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's the problem, right? It's not just the decision to move on from Tibbs. There's no conviction in one clear or even two.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.